Okay, I'd just like to mention that this year should be Lila Nishmas. My father's first yartzeit was today. Yaakov Leo Ben David, have a Eloi Neshama, we're learning. The case, we've been talking about Dayanim, who could be a Dayan and who can't be a Dayan. We learned some of the problems with Dayanim, could be a woman, how old they have to be a Dayan. Last week we spoke about if there's a bias possibly by a good friend of the opponent or an enemy of you, where that applies. Tonight we're going to talk about a different problem with a Dayan, and that problem is that he's a Rasha. Now, usually you don't come across that he's a Rasha. Rasha meaning he's a thief or he's a Mechal Shabbos, and you know, why would it be such a Shaila? So the truth is, we're not going to. I can tell you right now that if that's what this year is about, you can go home, because it's possible to be a Dayan if you're a Rasha. And you know, if someone wants to take it in Torah, there's a Rasha, you say, yeah, you don't want to go. And that part of this year is over. And if you're Mekabel, if everyone's Mekabel to go to this person who's a Rasha, the Kabbalah counts, because that's what Gemara says, even someone is possible. If both sides are Mekabel to go to such a Dayan, it's okay. So that we don't have to talk about. But we want to talk about a case where Avadia Yosef says, I mentioned on the email, and this was a real issue he had when he was in Egypt before he moved to Eretz Yisrael. And the rule there in Egypt, the secular rule, was that it was okay to have Dinei Torah. You could have a Din Torah, but if the composition of the court in Din Torah had to be two Talmidei Chachamim, two people that were new halacha and new choshen mishpat, but the third had to be a secular lawyer. It could be Jewish, but he had to be a lawyer. That's the way they had to have a court. And then for courts that were cases which were adversarial, you could have three people who were talmidei chachamim, and each side had their lawyer, and the court consisted of these three dayanim and the two lawyers that they made the five man court. So we'll talk about the first case, where you have two good judges. Can they combine with this person who is Mechal Shabbos? Let's assume the lawyer, the Egyptian lawyer, wasn't Shomer Shabbos. That's Avadia's assumption. Can they combine with him to make a Din Torah? Now, why should they be able to do it? Because you have two kosher Dayanim. Right? They're kosher. And whatever they say is going to go, because they can overrule the apostle Dayan. So that was Rav Avadia's shailah. Can these two regular good Dayan, Talmidei Chachamim, combine with the other apostle Dayan and make a Din Torah? Is there any issue over there? We're talking about assuming that he's a Rosh Mechal Shabbos. Next week, we're going to talk about not that he's a Rosh, but that he's an Am Haaretz. What would be the case if someone just doesn't know the halachas? Can you combine with him? And then it's going to be a little bit more serious of an issue. Can you refuse to go to a Din Torah where you have two good Dayanim and one who's an Am Haaretz? That's going to be next week. This is what we're talking about, where he's a Rasha. Right? They're talking about he's a Mechal Shabbos. He might be a Tinek Shenishpa. We're not posking what's going to happen to him in Olam Haba, in Gan Eden. But we're talking that he doesn't know how to keep mitzvahs. He doesn't keep mitzvahs in halacha. He is he's a apostle for Dayanim. To rephrase the question, if everyone agrees to go, it's okay. But is there any issue? Can these two judges combine with this lawyer to make a binding arbitration? So you'll see the start with the Braisa. Gemara Shavuot says like this. Tana Rabbanan says a few things, which will be nogeya. But the one we're talking about tonight in this Braisa is like this. Minayin l'dayin sheyadei v'chaveir shehu gafon. From where do we know that if a Dayan, a kosher Dayan, knows that his the other Dayan there is a Goslin? And also, Chayn, also, a witness who knows that the other person who wants to testify him with him in a certain case is a Goslin. So how do we know in both cases? How do you know that you can't, that you as the kosher Dayan should not join together with this person who's a Ganov, either to be a Dayan or to be an Eid? Talmalomer, Midvar Sheker Tircha. You should distance yourself from anything that's sheker. What's the sheker? The sheker involved over here is because really, mi'ikaradin, like we said in the beginning, you have two kosher dayanim here. And they could really pass in the shayla because they'll outvote the third one. It's two against one. But the Bali din coming to this case think they have a full bezin of three chashuv people here. And they think that's what they're getting. So Midvar Sheker Tirchak says, what you're doing is a sheker. You're presenting yourself as a kosher bezin of three people. In reality, you're only two people, and the third one you're just disregarding. So that's Midvar Sheker Tirchak. It's like Kenevus Das. You're fooling the other people, and that's why you can't do that. The Prisha has another Svara. The Prisha says, even though you know you're going to judge it properly, maybe he'll influence you and make you make a wrong stop in. Then he brings in the Midrash Sheker Tirchak. I'm not sure where he gets that from, but that's the way the priest understands. The Shulchan Aruch passes this halacha and Siman Zayin, Sif Yod. The Siman Zayin is where we've been learning about the Dayanim, Hilchas Dayanim. So he, in Sif Yod, he says, the Shulchan Aruch says, Dayan Sheyodeya B'chaveyo Shehu Gazlan O'Rasha. If a Dayan knows that his fellow Dayan is a Gazlan or a Rasha, meaning any type of Rasha that would passel him for Dayanus, Einol is Starif Imo. He shouldn't join with him. Right, it's a din and a dayan. It looks like a sheker because people are going to come to this bezdin and think, yeah, it's a regular bezdin here. Maybe they all have beards. You know, Rishayim can have beards also, and the Kanovim can have beards. They look like they're three dayanim, and the truth is, there's only two here. That's in by sheker tirchas. You don't want to be part of the sheker. That's the Gemara in Shavuos, the Braita in Shavuos. There's another Braita in Sanhedrin. In Sanhedrin, Chafkimo Amen Aleph, the Gemara brings a braita. It says like this: Kachayu Nikiye Hadash Shev Yerushalayim Osim. This is what they would do. The Nikiye Hadash, the people that were like tzaddikim, the people that were machmirim on themselves. This is what they would do in Yerushalayim. It's a series of things that these people would do. These machmirim, these tzaddikim. They wouldn't sign on any document unless they knew who was going to be signing along with them. They wouldn't sit in any din Torah unless they knew who was going to be the other dayanim there. And number three, they wouldn't go to any su'uda, any chasana, any big meal unless they knew who was sitting at their table, right, or who's going to be at the su'uda. Right, so that's what the Nikkei Hadas in Yerushalayim would do. So the one where it concerns us, it says they wouldn't sit in a Din Torah unless they knew who was going to be the other Dayanim. And this halach is also passing in Shulchan Aruch, in Siv Gimel. Shulchan Aruch, Siv Gimel, in Siman Gimel, Siv Dalit says, Aser li'adam chacham sheyeshev edin. It's prohibited for a chacham to sit in Din, ashe yeda imi yeshev, unless he knows who he's sitting with. Because it could be that when he gets to the Din Torah, he'll see that the Dayanim there are not proper, they're not roi for a Din, they're possible. The nimsa called Kesher Bogdin, he will be included in that group called a Kesher Bogdin, a group of blasphemers, rebellers, lo b'chal bezdin, not included in a bezdin. So this is a different halacha that if you're going to be a dayan in the Din Torah, don't go until you know who the other dayanim are. Because if the other dayanim are not proper, they're not appropriate, so you'll be called a part of a group of a kesher bogdim. This is different than Midbar Sheker Tircha. Here we're saying another issue. You don't want to be involved in a group of bogdim. You don't want to be in a group of such people. Where does this lashon come from? The Gaon, the truth is earlier Mepharshim say this also, but the Gaon on the Shulchan Aruch says, this is based on the Gemara Sanhedrin, also Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. It was a Maisa, it's a long Maisa, I have some of it here on the handout, but this Maisa starts at Rav Chia and Rav Shimon, where we're going to, along with Reish Lakish, the Gemara, we're walking along the road, and this was a Shemitah year, and they passed by people that seemed to be violating the rules of Shviz. They were plowing, doing different things, and Rav Chia and Rav Shimon didn't do anything. They didn't try to stop them from doing these aveiros. And Reish Lakish, when he asked them, why didn't you stop them? You know, these are people, you should have stopped them. He said, well, it could be they don't mean it, it could be that they're just not doing this. He was finding some limud chus for the people. So Reish Lakish held that they were wrong. Reish Lakish held he should have stopped, they should have stopped these people from doing these activities on Shviyas. Now, they were going to make an Ibur Shana, to try to ask him whether they should put an extra month in the make an Ibur Yard, to make an extra month in the year. And that requires the Beis Din to decide, for whatever the reasons that we do it. You know, the main reason is that, the most famous reason is that Pesach should always come out in spring, and if you don't put an extra month in, every so often, the Pesach will float too far out. So they were going to have such a Din Torah, to have such a case. So also Lakami Rav Yochanan, Reish Lakish came in front of Yochanan, Omer Le, and he said to him, Bnei Adam Hachshudim Al Hashviyas Ksheim Labir Shana. Why did you let this Rav Shimon and Rav Chiya be part of this Beis Din to decide whether to add a month to the year? They're violating Shviyas. They're choshed on Shviyas. They weren't mocha, the people that were being mechal Shviyas. Hada Omer. Then Reish Lakish said, well, look, Kashin is not so terrible. There was a case where there were three shepherds. The Gemara talks about a few blocks beforehand. And they were part of the Din Torah. And still, even though they're not valid Dayanim, they still made the Shana Mu'ubar based on their own cheshbon. They didn't rely on the testimony, the cheshbonis of these Dayanim, the Roi Vakar, their apostles, but they were relying on their own cheshbon, so that was okay. So that's what Reish Lakish figured. Okay, so Rav Yochanan was relying on his own cheshbon. He's not relying on Rav Chiya and Rav Shimon because they're really puzzled, they're Rishayim. Chod de Amr. Then Reish Lakish said, Lo Dami, that case isn't like the case over here, because Hasam Chodr Imnu Rabbanan V'Ibru Lahu Shaitam. Over there, the Rav Yochanan just said different reasons why they thought that it should be Ibru Yar. But the Chachamim made the vote themselves. They weren't relying on the Roi Bokar to be the Dayanim. They were kosher Dayanim themselves, and they were just relying on what the Roi Bokar had said. But Chacha, over here, Rav Chiya and Rav Shimon are part of the Beis Din, so it's a Kesher Rishoyim Hu. Here it's a group of Rishoyim. The Kesher Rishoyim Einam in Aminyan. If you have a Kesher, you have a group of Rishoyim, they can't be counted as part of the Beis Din. Right? So this is this concept that the Gaon says the Shulchan Aruch is basing his halacha on. That if you, a kosher dayan, are grouped together with rishayim, it's not a minyan. It's not a, it's not called a quorum of three or 23, whatever you would need. It's not called a kosher bezin. A kesh rishayim ain't a min haminyan. So seeing that, that's what the Shulchan Aruch is paskening. This is Lashon HaRambam, that a chacham can't sit with someone he doesn't know, because it could be that the co-dayanim will be possible, and he'll be included in a kesher bogdim, there'll be a kesher rishayim. That's not called a Beis Din at all. Right, so these are these two halachas from these two gemaras. The first halacha in Simin Zayin is that if you know your friend's a gazlan, don't join up with him. That's Midrash Sheker Tirchok. And then we have this halacha in Simin Gimel that says if your chacham shouldn't be a part of any din Torah until he knows who he's sitting with, because otherwise he'll be called a kesher bogdim. So everyone goes and has a steer between these two halachas. Right? It's a b'feirush steer, and everyone goes to town on it. On this first halacha in Simon Zion, our Simon, it says, what's the problem? If you know he's a gazlan or a rasha, don't make a din Torah with him. Right? If you know he's a dayan, if you know he's a gazlan, then don't join up with him. And Simon Gimel says, don't, even if you don't know he's a rasha, it says don't be part of a din Torah unless you know who they are, because maybe they'll be einu hu'chagun, and maybe they'll be no good. And if they're no good, you'll be kesher bogdim, right? So they ask the steer, what is the halacha? You have to know specifically who is there to be able to paskin a shaila, to be part of a din Torah like that, or you can assume that most people are kosher, and it's only if you know he's a gazlan, right? Maybe no one else knows he's a gazlan. All you know he's a gazlan, then that's when it's a problem. But if you're sitting down with people, they look like they have yarmulkes and beards and glasses, so you assume that they're kosher, and you don't have to worry. Then maybe there's a problem. So that's the stira that all the postmen talk about. I have five tzurutim here that we'll talk about tonight, and there are others also. The Bach says like, yeah, they all make yukim in the two halachas. The Bach says like this. Bach says in Simin Gimel, the second halacha, said also la adam chacham sheyeshiv din. It's also for a chacham to sit in a din Torah. Now chacham reminds us of this second gemara that we learned in Chaf Gimel Sanhedrin about the nikiye hadas shevi Yerushalayim. Right, so the Bach answers the two halachas in Shulchan Aruch are addressing two different types of dayanim. The second halacha, the Simin Gimel halacha, is addressed to a nekiyeh hadas, to a chacham, someone who's a real talmid chacham. You talmid chacham, be careful not to sit in a din Torah unless you know exactly who's there. That's a chumrah. Like the nekiyeh hadas in Yerushalayim wouldn't sit down even to a meal unless they knew who was going to be at the meal. So don't sit in a din Torah unless you know who's in the din Torah. That's a deep. Also the adam chacham, and that's an iser. It's also to do it. Simon Zion, the Bach says, here we're talking about a regular Dayan. He's a regular person. He's not such a big machmir. He's just a regular good person who's a Dayan. So there's no Isser. There's no Isser to sit in the Din Torah unless you know who's there. The only thing is, if you know that the person's a Gathan, so then there's a halacha. Don't sit down with him. Then there's a problem. But otherwise, there's no problem. So that's the Bach's first answer. It's Meduyuk in the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch that said it's also a lot of chacham. A chacham can only sit in a din Torah if he knows who's there, because he's a machmir and he should know who's exactly there before he gets involved. But if you're a regular dayan, you're not such a big machmir, you're just a dayan, so then you could sit in a din Torah as long as you know he's not a rasha. And I'll add, no one says this, or I didn't see anyone say it, but I would assume also that if it's a situation like we said last week where, you know, if you're going to be such a machmir and you have to know exactly who's there, because of that there'll never be any din Torah, because you know it's a small town and it's hard to get dayanim, and you're going to just say, well, I don't know him, and be such a machmir and justice is not served, that wouldn't be such a good thing either. So we're talking where it's a chumrah according to the Bach, this Simin Gimel. The real iser is only if you know he's a gazan, then you can't get involved with it. That's mitzvah sheker tiracha. That's the first teretz. The Tumim and the Urim, also he gets a teretz. He says there's a chilus like this. In Simin Gimel, they all make nice diyukim. In Simin Gimel, he says Asher lo chacham sheyeshev bedin. There he's talking to the chachila. You're not allowed to sit in din and with someone unless you know who's there. But what happens if you already were in the middle of the din Torah? So, and then you find out he's a Rasha. So that's what Simon Zion is saying. Simon Gimel is just saying, the Chachila, also Leishe, don't sit down until you know who's involved in the Din Torah. Simon Zion is saying, once you're sitting there and you find out he's a Gazan, so then there's a further Isser. It's also Hitzarahimo. You're already sitting with him. But you found out that he's a Rasha in the middle. He tells you, you know what I did yesterday, and you find out that he was a Rasha. So then you have to stop the din in the middle, and you just say, I can't sit here anymore. Also, l'hitzarvimo. So l'chachila, it doesn't make a chilik whether you're a chacham or regular. We're talking a regular dayan. A regular dayan should not sit with any din Torah unless you know who's there. Once he started, and he finds out that one of the people are puzzle, so then he has a chiyuv also to stay there. He has to stop it in the middle and leave that din Torah. That's Urim's shot. The Shvus Yankov says like this, and this I think is the most meduyuk in the Lashonos, this is brought down in Halacha of Shvus Yankov, and he says like this. Once again, we look at the diyukim in the words. In Simin Gimel, it says, Asur l'adam chacham, it's also for a single dayan, a chacham, to sit until he knows who he's sitting with. Because he might sit with plural, with two dayanim who are not halavim. We're talking, if you're a single dayan, it's also to sit until you know who the other two are. But that's the lashon in Simin Gimel. Simin Zayin, the first Shulchan Aruch that we said, there it says, a dayan, sheyireh b'chaveiro, he knows his friend, one of the dayanim, is a Rasha, but the other Dayan's okay. He just knows that one of them is a Rasha. So what's the chiluk if one's a Rasha or two are Rishayim? So he says, very good. And he says, it's also very meduya. If you know that two of them happen to be Rishayim, right? You're sitting in a Din Torah, and you don't know who the other two are. If they are not kosher, if they're einam uhuganim, so then what you're doing is you're involved in the kesher bolton. You're involved in a group of blasphemers, whatever. You're in a bad company. Right? You have two people who are bogdim, and you're one of them. You're only one against those two. That's the kesher bogdim. And that's why you have to be careful not to get involved in a din Torah unless you know who the other two are. Right? You're alone, and you don't know who the other two are. Then you have to be very careful, because if the two of them are possible, you'll be called a kesher bogdim. And the whole din Torah will be bottled. But the fact that you don't want to be a kesher bogdim, it's there to be called a kesher rishayim, kesher bogdim. But Siman Zayin is talking where you know your friend. You have two good dayanim, and this is getting closer to Rav Avadia's case. You have two good dayanim. The third one, you find out is a gazan or a rasha. Now, if you don't know what he is, so you can sit with him, because what's the problem? Maybe he's not Hogun. Well, that's no problem, because you're not a Kesher Bogdim, because you're a Kesher of Tzadikim. You have two Tzadikim, and the third one is Batal to you. You're good, you have two good Dayanim, and the third one is a problem, you're not a Kesher Bogdim. But if you know, and that's why you don't have to start investigating what is he, you can assume he's okay. But if you know he's a Goslin, if you know that this third person is a Goslin or a Rasha, so even though there's no problem of being a kesher bogdim, even though you're not involved in a bad group over here, because you have a majority of good dayanim, but there's another problem called mishbar sheker tircha. The people coming in think that they're getting judged by a full panel of three kosher dayanim, and there's really only two here. They don't know that this person who's is an imposter, that he's really a secret thief or a secret rasha. So then you're being involved in the Islam in Vashakar Tirchav, so that's when you have to stop it. But that's not such a big chumra that you're not allowed to sit unless you know who's there. It's only if you know that he's a Goslin, then it's a problem. And so that's the Shulz Yaakov's Teretz. When you're a single Dayan, so then don't sit down in any Din Torah unless you know who the people are, because there, if both of them are no good, that could be a Kesher Bogdan. That's very bad. You don't want to be involved in a Kesher Bogdan. But if you have two good Dayanim, so then you can sit with the third one, even if you don't investigate. He looks like he's a good person, he looks like he's normal, so you can have a din Torah with him. If you know, if you find out that he's a Goslin or a Russia, then you have a problem of Midbar Shaker Tirchot, but you don't have to worry about that L'chachila. Now, that's the main Teretz. We'll go with it. We have some time, we'll see the Aruch HaShulchan's Teretz. He says the whole thing's Lapdaska. He says, the way he answers the kasha, he says it's really also just lavdafka, just a chumrah, and that's why he answers the kasha in Siman, from Siman Gimel to Siman Zayin. The Aruch Shai has, his teretz is almost like the hefech. He says like this, the Aruch Shai. He says that in a case in Siman Gimel is talking where there you don't really need them. We're talking where there's extra dayanim. There's seven dayanim, because earlier it says that there's seven dayanim. So in that's the case, if you don't really need him, so be machmir and don't sit with anyone unless you know who they are. And because if you say don't come, that'll be okay. You still have three dayanim. You were trying to get five. It's nicer that the Shulchan Aruch says you have more than three dayanim. So for that, be careful who you're sitting down with. But if you need him to be part of the Din Torah, that's what Siman Zayin is talking about. You need him to be part of the Din Torah, so that's when you can sit down with anyone at the third one, unless you know that he's a Rasha or a Gansan, and then you have to knock him out and don't sit down with him, because it's Rasha or Tirchah. And so this is the general of the Sugya. We see that there is an issue, even, and we'll talk to you momentarily what happens if they're Mekabel, but there is an issue, is that if you're a Dayan, and you're a good Dayan, you have to be careful who the other people you're sitting down with is. You can't just say, look, I know the halacha, and you know, I'll convince them we're just using like a window dressing. But that's an issue. Well, the way we'll go with Shulz Yaakov's Teretz, he seems to be the one that's most broad. The way he says like this, if you're a single Dayan, you have really big problems, because you don't know who the two are going to be. And there, make sure, before you sit down with them, make sure that they're okay, because you don't want to be a kesher bogdim. If you have two good dayanim and you need this third one for the window dressing, like in Rav Avadia's case or another case we're going to talk about soon, so for the window dressing also, you can't use someone who's a Goslin or a Rasha, who you know is a Goslin or a Rasha, because then it's a midvar sheker tirchot. That issue where the Parishas has him, like he might sway you, but at the very least, there's a problem with midvar sheker tirchot. You know you have two good dayanim. if you know the third one's a Gazan, don't be dying with him. If you're not, you don't know, you're not sure, you don't have to investigate. That's why the Shmos Yaakov says it. I said, this is a halacha, which I think is accepted l'maiso, that a kosher dayan should not sit in a din Torah with someone who's possible. Now, what happens if this Bali din were mekabel then? If the Bali din were mekabel, they say, look, there's no one around, you know, so what? He's Mechal Shabbos, but, you know, he's a fair person. Let's rely on him. You know, let's let him be the dayan. So the halacha is, if the Bali din are mekabel puzzle dayanim, so they can make it in Torah and it's binding, right? That's halacha in Gemara and Shulchan Aruch and in Chavdeis. So what happens is, so if they're all three pesulim, so then it's simple. They all three were accepted, these three bandits, to be their Beis Din, and it's a kosher din Torah. So I'm saying, so if all three of them are Rishayim, so then there's no problem. They're all three Rishayim, because which one is going to be Asir, right? If you're a Rasha, he's a Rasha, I don't know. Is a Rasha Asir to sit with another Rasha? I don't know. He didn't say that anywhere. I think it's that Kashidai can sit with a Rasha. Right? So if they're all three Rishayim, that's no problem. Right? So what happens if it's our case, where only one of them is a Rasha or two of a Rasha, but the Bali Din were Mekabel? So the Shmos Yaakov says like this. If the Bali Din accepted these Rishoyim to be Dayanim, Leka Isura Litzarafimo, there's no longer an Isser to sit with him. The Oz Leka Midvash Sheker Tircha, because the whole Isser was a Midvash Sheker Tircha, especially when Shmos Yaakov is talking about that you have two good Dayanim and there's only one bad Dayanim. So there's no, he's going to say it. But first of all, there's no Midvash Sheker Tircha because they were Mekabel. They know this person is disqualified, but they want him to be a Dayan anyway. So there's no problem in Midrash HaKachircha. They accept it. They know who he is. V'gam Kesher Bogdim Lechem. There's no problem with being part of a Kesher Bogdim. Kivan Sheshnayim Kesheim. Because two of them are kosher and they're just having this third one for the window dressing. As long as they're Mekabel, then it's okay. So the Shvusaki says, if you're Nikiya Adad, so then maybe you be Machmer on that. Also, I don't know, he's using the Nikiya Das twice, but he's saying that that's something that the Nikiya Das would do, and they wouldn't sit even if the others are Mekabel and say, I'm sorry, you know, I prefer not to be involved in such a Torah with this person, this unsavory character that you chose. Right? So, once again, if justice won't be served because of it, I don't know if it's good to be in the Nikiya Das, to be Machmer, like we learned last week. It's not a chassidus if you cause harm to other people, but in a simple case, the Shmos Yaakov says, a halacha for a non-Nikiya Das, which is probably most of us, is that as long as you have two good ayonim, and the Bali Din or Mekabel, the third one, even though knowing that he's a Goslin, so then there's no Midbar Sheker Tircha, because they know the score. There's no Kesher Bogdim, because you have two good Dayanim, and everything is fine according to Shusiyaka. The Aruch HaShulchan has a Shaila, whether it works if they're Mekabel, but the way Allah Chasukah puts it, you know, his Sothek is not going to be mostly from the Bada, the Shusiyaka says that it's okay. So, we have Yavi Yehoma's case. Well, before we do that, there's another case from Sifan Yehuda. He has a case from Hungary that I don't know exactly the technicalities over there, but apparently there was some Beis Din that they wanted to be well-rounded and accept all groups. So they had two Orthodox Rabbanim in it with one who, I don't know, whatever, reformer, conservative from Hungary, and they had such a Shetzer Din Torah. He's writing the Shaila to the Shinever Rebbe, this Shuva. So the Shaila was, can you have such a Din Torah? Because the Shaila maybe is called Kiruv, I'll be helping him, you know, we'll help show him, you know, this Din Torah, and we have methods, and maybe we'll learn with him and help him, or is it Asir? So Zichron Yehuda says, it's a Vari Asir because you might help him, but you can't do an Aveira to help someone else, and it's an Aveira for you to sit with a Dayan as possible. Right? That's Midvash Sheker Tircha. So, you know, we all go for Kiruv and all these things, but it can't be when you're doing something Asir. I have a feeling that this had other applications in other settings where, you know, we have groups together, but we're talking about Dayanim right now, we're not talking about other applications of this. So that was the Zichron Yehuda stuff. Right, they don't know about it. So Rav Avadia, now let's go back to Rav Avadia Shaila with what we've learned until now. Rav Avadia had a Shaila in Egypt. In Egypt, the rule was that you couldn't have a din Torah unless you had two kashrut ayonim and a lawyer who was assumed in Egypt. Rabbi said to be Machal Shabbos. He said in Egypt, you know, in that time, probably now also it's like that. There are no frum lawyers in Egypt, right? And in his times, and probably not now. In America, it wouldn't apply because we have frum lawyers in America. But in those times, there wasn't such a thing. So, can you have such a din Torah? So he said, number one, well, it can't be good over here because the whole sugya we learned, you have two idayonim with a third one, so it's mitzvah sheker tirchok, and you can't have it in Torah. He says, maybe it should work because they're mekabel. How do you know they're mekabel? Based on the Yerushalmi, in the beginning of Sanhedrin says like this: Rabbi Avoha Yosef Dayan the Kamisha de Kesarin Legarme. Rabbi Avoha would judge cases in Kesarin alone without any other dayanim. Armelei Talmidim, his Talmidim said, "Lokein Alpan Revi, didn't she teach us this mission and all of us? Al Tehidon Yichidi, you're not allowed to be a lone judge; you have to have three." So Armelei Ravo answered, "Kamen de Inun Chaman Li Yosef Dayan Legarme. Since they see me, the Alsem Legarme, they still come to me. Kamisha gives Aliyim. That's called a Kabbalah." The big shaila Ravadi brings down in the poskim, whether the Kabbalah has to be explicit or is it enough the fact that they come. That's called a Kabbalah. They see the Dan Yechidi. So many poskim, Knesset Abdullah and others after him, say from this Yerushalmi you see that if the Bali didn't come, they by default have accepted these Dayanim who would normally be possible to be Dayanim. Right? That they came. The fact they came, that's a Kabbalah. So same thing he said maybe over here also. The fact that the Bali Din are coming to this Bezdin in Egypt, that means they're Mekabel, these Dayanim, as a Din Torah. And we learned if they're Mekabel, them as a Din Torah, the Shvus Yaakov says, then there's no problem anymore because it's not Kesher Bogdim because you have two good Dayanim. And the third thing, the other issue of Midbar Sheker Tirchah, they were Mekabelists, so there's no Midbar Sheker Tirchah. But Ravadi says, of course, that doesn't work over here because number one, they don't know. Who says about the fact that Bali Din came, so they're Mekabel, what they think is a good din Torah. They think all three are kosher. Probably, you know, maybe they're none of them have beards. I don't know what it was like in Egypt. But, so, they don't know that one of these Dayanim here is really a lawyer who doesn't know anything. So that's number one, he says, it's the Kabbalah of the Talos. They think they're getting three good Dayanim, and the truth is, one of them isn't good. He's not qualified, he's a Mechal Shabbos. And that won't be a good din Torah. It's still Midbar Sheker Tirchah. They think they're getting three, and they're not getting three. And he says, more than that, it's not a Kabbalah in this case, because when's Kabbalah help? That means, like Ravo's case, he's sitting down and entertaining Shilas, and two people come to him on their own volition. So then they're Mekabel him to be a Dayan, even though he's all alone. But over here, these courts in Egypt, these were the Bati Din of the city. Each city in Egypt had a Bez Din, and they had the power to summon someone to a Din Torah. And once you're summoning someone, that's not Kibbalah Olayya anymore. Right? I want to take this person to a Din Torah, and so they force him to come. So that's not called a Kabbalah. He's coming because he doesn't want to put in Chayram or get a Sirev against him, but that's not a Kabbalah. That's number two. And then he says, besides that, we recall, we learned the whole sugi of Arkos. If someone, he says, is a Mechal Shabbos, so I'm not sure how far he's going with it, but the point that I hear what he's saying is, what's his lawyer going to pass him like when he hears the Shaila? He's not going to know anything about Choshen Mishpat. He doesn't know anything about Halacha. All he knows is Egyptian law. He's going to be passing based on a foreign set of laws. That's the problem of our kaos. And we learned when we're talking about our kaos, even if the two Bali Din are Mekabel to have their case heard by our kaos, it doesn't count as a Din Torah because you're not allowed to Nisr, it's a Meirim Yad against Taurus Moshe, you're not allowed to go to our kaos. So Ravadi said in this case where the third Dayan is probably Melchal Shabbos and he's certainly going to base his halacha on secular law, not based on Torah law. So there, even if they would be Mekabel, and even if the Kabbalah would be good, it shouldn't count, because going to one Dayan is a problem of our cause. I think it's a Chiddush, because the truth is, there is a majority who's going to, it is called a Jewish court, and they are doing Dinei Torah, and the only shaila is he going to just be bottle, he's like window dressing. Rav Avadia puts in also that in his, a lot of cases he knows that where the lawyers were very strong, and they kind of threatened the judges to see things their way, his way. It wasn't such a simple thing, but Suppose it would be two people having a din Torah, and they're just using the third one as wind addressing that, and if they mekabel him, so Rav Avadya says that would be a problem of our cause. I'm not so sure about that. So anyway, that's where Rav Avadya concludes that even though you have two good dayanim over here, the fact that the third one is a rasha, so number one, even though there's no problem with kesher bogdin because you have two good ones, you had the problem of midvashak or tirachas. They were mekabel. The Bali dinner mekabel. So he says, first of all, who says they're mekabel? They don't know it, so it's a kabbalah b'tzalos. And number two, who says they're mekabel? Maybe one of them got summoned here, and he isn't mekabel. And number three, he says the whole kabbalah doesn't help if you're talking about someone who's passing by secular law. That's called arkos. So based on that, he says no dayan should get involved in such a law, in such a detail.